Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
From the makers of The Earth is Flat and I'm Only Having One Beer comes I Call BS.
Oh, this is a segment in the show where we let you just call BS on whatever you want. It can be trivial. It can be a trivial thing. Or it could be a really big, serious thing, okay? So you might say, I bought a Caesar salad and didn't have enough croutons in it. Well, I call BS on that. Or you might be something massive. Now, our producer here today, who's a bit of a TV identity as well and a bit of one of rugby league's glamour couples at the moment, Zach Bailey and the beautiful Emma Lawrence. Well, Zach, or Eyebrows as we call him, Eyebrows Bailey, was coming into the city this morning to go to the eyebrow salon, and he couldn't get across the Harbour Bridge because there's a big fun run on in the middle of Sydney. And he wants to call BS on the fact that he couldn't get across the bridge. To immediately, I thought, Hoops, that what this bloke's got in his life is first world problems. So I'm calling BS on blokes that want to use this as a platform for their first world problems.
BS!
Would anyone like to add anything?
I think no. That was a great one, Maroon.
Thanks, mate.
I'm glad I waited for that one.
That's why I've got so many awards. Have you got one, Paul?
Yeah, I want to call BS on this obsession we've got with the game's direction, that the future growth of the game is all about the women's game, the Pacific, and touch football. I think, the other night we had Peter Beattie on, the commissioner, and asked him how he saw the game in 10 years' time. And those were the three answers he gave: more touch football, more women, and more Pacific Islands football. I think if that's what we're pinning the future of the NRL on, we're done. Mm. The NRL will always exist on the strength of the NRL competition, and the game flows from that. And that always has to remain our focus. We have to stay with that. And we have to just grow the game. We have to figure out what we're going to be as a game in 10 years. And I don't mean more touch football competitions or touch football preview games before you go and watch the NRL game. I mean, we need to figure out whether we've got a 20-team competition, whether we have two 10-team conferences, whether we have a team in Perth, Adelaide, wherever. We need whether we have the second Melbourne team, certainly need a second Brisbane team. Mm-hmm. I think that we need to get down and we need to figure out where our game's going to go. I'll give you another BS. The annual funding of the NRL, okay? The NRL every year sit down and they give $13 million to the teams. The nine Sydney teams are all competing against each other for the same market share, or all get $13 million in grants from the NRL, and yet the Brisbane Broncos sit up there. They profit $30 to $40 million per year, and yet they get a $13 million grant as well. I just think there's a whole disparity here, and we need to start bringing in a comparative type grant. So the teams that need the money actually get the money, so then we can start growing the competition. They need to relook the way we finance the game, and we need to start getting serious about taking on AFL and getting out there and saying, you know what, I'm sick of sitting there, and where we used to go down the field and kick goals for a living, for an afternoon when we were kids playing touch footy, they're going down there, they're trying to kick goals and behinds because they've got AFL posts down there.
Do you, Paul?
Yeah, everybody take a hacksaw and cut those posts down.
Yeah.
BS.
Paul, do you think that second Brisbane team should be an entirely new team or a relocated team?
Look, well, that's the other thing. The NRL had a commission meeting this week with the chairman and all that, and they told the clubs there's no more money now for clubs to get themselves in financial trouble. To me, that's concerning, okay? They will help a team relocate, but we need to sit down and we need to have a serious think about what we're doing with the game. Nobody has done a costing of, say, what the benefits are of playing a second team in Brisbane. How much sponsorship money would actually be there, or how many corporate support they would receive, or how many fans they would be expected to receive to take away from the Broncos. Certainly there's an element in Brisbane of people who do not like the Broncos and would probably support a second Brisbane team. Mm. The other part is, what's the benefits of going to Perth? Okay, is there real money there that these teams who are all just killing each other here in Sydney are letting just sit there and go untouched? We need to start planning for our game, and to sit there and just do it by attrition, that if a team falls over, well, that's just bad luck because you've run your business poorly. That's really poor administration from the NRL. We need to be more deliberate and purposeful about how we're actually planning our future.
Let me ask you this. The Kahunas to take a side out of Sydney? Like, we've been saying it for ages. The Roosters get three people. The Roosters get Now three Range Rovers drive to a game every week, right? Right, and they come in from the east.
And that,
so
and
that is
issue.
The logic side. That is the logic side to move to Adelaide or to move to Perth, and no one's
that's
got the
issue.
Guts because of Uncle Nick.
And that's an issue. That's an issue, Gordon, that the Roosters don't get support. And we had 2 weeks ago, we had a Swans final at the SCG, which is a full house. And next door, we had the Roosters getting 15,000 in their own finals game. It was embarrassing for the game. And Sydney was not that sort of city. Sydney is now is increasingly becoming an AFL city. Now, there's a whole heap of reasons for that, much of which is about what's been on the front pages of rugby league, the newspapers in recent weeks, not the back pages. But the other issue is that we need to start planning that. The way to get teams to start deciding their future is, and this is where John Grant made a terrible deal with the clubs where he gives them $13 million, because that's just going to keep teams on life support. The way you do it is you keep lifting the playing field so they've got to run their business far more efficiently. And if at some point one of the teams starts to go to the wall and says, we are struggling, and it's through natural attrition. It's not through the NRL tapping one team on the shoulder and say, you have to move. It's basically a team sitting down, they look at their books and they say in their boardroom, guys, we either seriously consider about relocation or we are going to be dead in 2 years' time. And
well,
at that point...
you need to move to Queensland. You need to move to Queensland. They get big crowds. No one cares about the other games. Come up here. It's nice. So you can drive up. You'd be a much happier